Okay, good evening, everybody, from the Shasathon. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish up Simen Shin Samach Beis and begin Simen Shin Samach Gimel. So we are up to Shin Samach Beis, Sif Yud Beis. Today's Amud is Reish Yud Tes Amud Aleph. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Kippa, Pirishara, Asu Kikippa, Rashiim, Yesh Bragleha, Dahainu, Kodim, Shizchil, Sagal, Yutvachim, Mutaris, Mishum, Tzuris, Pesach. If you have an arched entranceway, so as long as it goes up 10 Tvachim before it begins to arch, before it begins to curve, that counts as a Tzuras HaPesach. There are some Achronim that say that that's only if the inside of the entranceway is arched, but on the outside of the entranceway, it's actually squared off. But Pashtus is any sort of arch, as long as it goes up 10 Tfachim before it starts to curve, counts as a Tzuras HaPesach. Says the Mishabura Samasayim, Kodim Shizchil Sagil, Ratzalomar, Delomit Sarfinan, Makom Eagle, Lugova, Yutvachim, Shitzar Chlios, Tzuras HaPesach, that we don't count the part that's already starting to curve toward the 10 Tfachim that you need for the Tzuras HaPesach. Now we move on to Simen Shin Samach Gimel. So see if Aleph, Makom Sheyesh Gimel Mechitzos, Asucham L'Taltel Bo, Atshiyasa Shum Tikun B'Revias. If you have a place that's surrounded by only three walls, the Chum say you're not allowed to carry four Amos in such an area unless you do something about the fourth side. Mishum Brua Aleph, Makom Sheyesh Gimel Mechitzos, Hainu, Kigon Mavui Shepasuach L'Ruach Revias, O Chatzar Shenifratzechon Mikolstav, Ubein Shepasuach L'Karmelis Olerush Hasarab. Either a mavui that's open on one side, or a chatzer where one of its walls come down and it's open either to a karmelis or a shasarabim. So also chum l'taltobo shir dalet amos. You're not allowed to carry four amos in that area on a drabanan level. The tam shasru. The reason the chum masered it the kivish ruach revias pasuach legamri domek tzaslu rishasarabim. That since the ruach revias is totally opened up, it's similar to a rishasarabim. The inatir bazeh yavol l'taltel gamber rishasarabim. So if we're going to allow you to carry in such an area, you'll come to carry in a Rosh Hasharabim as well. Ayin Beralach, Shum Tikun Beravias, you need to do some sort of Tikun on the fourth side. What sort of Tikun? Ayinu Gumvor L'Kamam, Sif Beis Gimel, Kol Echad Kitino. So you got to wait for Sif Beis and Gimel, and you'll see what sort of Tikun. We don't have to wait very long. Sif Beis. Chatzar Shenifratz B'miluo. If you have a Chatzar that on one side is totally open, Ad Eser Amos, but it's less than 10 Amos, Nitar B'pas Rachav Dalit you put a board that is four tfachim wide in the open space, and that will be matir it. And if you want to do something that will address both sides of the pirtza, then you don't need a board that's four tfachim wide. Then dai b'shnei pasin shel shnei mashahuyin. Then you just need two little boards that are each a mashahu wide in order to cover you. You don't need to find a board that's four tfachim wide and get it from a scrapyard or something like that, or buy fencing special. If you happen to have the remnants of a wall that used to be there that's still four tfachim wide, that's good enough. Or even if you just have a little bit on each side that remains from a previous wall, Mishabur is going to say it doesn't mean tefach mikan, even a mashu mikan. Meaning the point is you don't have to put it there for the sake. It could just be there already. But it does need to be 10 tfachim high. And even if the open space is not 4 tfachim wide, since it is the entire side of the chatzer that's opened up, it's just a very narrow chatzer at that end, tzarech tikun, it's still going to require this tikun, ad shei b'pachas migimel, unless the space is so tiny that it's less than 3 tefachim wide. V'im yesh b'pirtza yoser mei 10 amos, but if the pirtza is greater than 10 amos, afilu eino b'miluo, even if it doesn't take up the whole side of the wall, of the chatzer, tzarech l'takna b'tzuras pesach, then you can't get away with a 4 tefach board, or 2 mashus, or anything like that. Then you need a legitimate Tzuras HaPesach. Mishnah Brura, Shenifratz, Ratzalomar, L'makoma Asula. It means that it opens up into a Makoma Asula, Rosh Hasharabim, Makarmelis, something like that. Bimiluo, Kolomar, Kolakosel. That you're missing one whole wall, one whole side. Ades or Amos, if it's less than 10 Amos, Viad Bechlal, or up until 10 Amos, do you have to be Alma Kaimel and Diminifratz Kosel, Ades or Amos, Nechshav, Pirtza Kepesach? Even though, generally speaking, we say that any Pirtza that's less than 10 Amos is just considered an entranceway. Hachashe Kolakosel, but over here it's the whole side, so since it's the whole side, we can't call that a Pesach. No one leaves the whole side wide open as a Pesach. A Pesach is an area within a wall that we would Levav b'makom echad, haynu b'rosh hakosel, in one spot, meaning at the end of the wall, tefach mikan, lav dafka tefach. When we said that, or you could have a little bit on each side, and we said, and even if it's existing wall that is left over, a tefach on each side, it doesn't mean a tefach on each side. Eladai b'shnei mashuhu yinu kanal b'mayim pasan lechadchilu k'mashkaz beis yosef v'ayim b'ralacha. It doesn't have to be a tefach on each side, a mashu on each side that has to remain from the original wall. Begova asar tefachim v'ein tzork she'yesh shava begova l'sharak salim. Let's say the walls of your chatzar happen to be, I don't know, 20 tefachim high, so this pass that you're putting to be matir doesn't also need to be 20 tefachim high, it only needs to be 10 tefachim high. It does not have to match the height of the other walls. Miu bepachos mizeh in lav shem mechitza klal. But if it's less than 10 tefachim high, then it's simply not a mechitza. Kivan shu bimiluo, hai bimiluo lav davka, dafilim nishtari melkosel bezo gimel tefachim kol shu miyot lagabe haparetz, tzorach tikun. It doesn't have to be that it's wide open on one side, because even if you have a couple of tefachim worth of existing wall on only one end of it, it's still not good enough, and you're going to need some sort of tikun. Elo asi lafuke hechidom in meruba. We're just coming to say, as opposed to a case where you have more wall than you have empty space, the bezek haimelon derubo kukulo, then we would say it's rubo kukulo vavi kasasim, and it says if you do have a wall there, vav bishen amachzik dal tefachim kol shu mashu yoser me'aparot sagi. Even though it's, it may not be dal tefachim, but if it's a little bit more omeid than parutz, that's good enough. Achie b'pachs migimel. If it narrows to an opening of less than three tefachim, then you don't have to worry at all. Pirushe yisakin appears to be mixas v'lo yishtayer el pachs migimel das havi kolavud. You could just make sure that if you have a four tefach opening, just close it up enough that what you're left with is less than a three tefach opening. Because as long as what you're left with is less than a three tefach opening, that is lavud. V'kolshkinim appears to lo hay el pachs migimel dein tzarik shum tikun mitamze. And certainly, if it started as less than a three tefach opening, then it's for sure okay. Afilu eino b'milua, even if it's not, if the pirtz is greater than 10 amos, even if it's not b'milua, then you need a tzuras ha-pesach. Ha'ilish lav davka. When we say afilu eino b'milua, even if it's not the whole side, it's lav davka. Da'afilu amin muru ba'alaparz gam ken aser. Even if it's more wall than there is opening, but the opening is bigger than 10 amos, it's still aser. Dikilu nifratz kol ha-kosel dami. We view that as if the entire kosel is nifratz for tzuras ha-pesach. Mani afilu kshu b'milua. But the chiddush is that tzuras ha-pesach works even if it's totally blown open on one side. So to review what we learned tonight in Sifyud Beis, we said that if you have an archway, it can count as a tzuras ha-pesach so long as you have 10 tefachim of height before it begins to arch. In Sif Aleph, we said that if you have three mechitzos but no fourth mechitza, you're going to have to do something to address that because the Chachamim are concerned that you're going to come to carry in a real Rosh Hasharabim if we were to allow that. And then in Sif Beis we said that if you have an opening on one side of your Chatzer, if it's anything less than 10 Amos, you could address it in one of two ways. Either with four Tfachim wide of wall on one side or a Mashahu on each side, whether it be existing wall or whether it be something you put up right then and there in order to address it. If it's less than 10 amos wide, if it's more than 10 amos wide, then neither of those tikkunim are going to help. Then you're going to need a legitimate tzuras ha-pesach. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening. Tomorrow we'll continue with Sifim, Gimel, Dalet, and Hey.